Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number two, PR-2021-005864, SD-2023-00219, preliminary and final plat. Cartesian Surveys, Inc., Agents for Site Design Collaborative, SDC, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract FRS Blue Water Edition zoned NRBP located at Blue Water Road Northwest between 98th Street Northwest and O'Donnell Road Northwest containing approximately 4.8195 acres. Mr. Mulhern?
Yes, good morning.
Would
good
you
morning
please,
again.
Yeah, please take the name and address for the record.
Certainly. Again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Yeah, and as a complete record, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay, if you could give another short presentation.
Certainly. So the parent plat for this was approved relatively recently, I want to say 2021, 2022 rather. And so we are looking to further subdivide this tract F in order for it to be developed commercially. We did provide during that 2021 or 2022 application and approved final plat, there were cross sections that did show the future infrastructure and everything that was going to be in place for Blue Water and 98th and Volcano Road. And so those do show sidewalk and buffers, and that is backed up by approved IIAs. So I just wanted to reiterate that. But yeah, the gist of this is just we're subdividing tract F into two pieces now. And there's, an updated detention pond easement, note 10 that isn't granted with the plat, but is really the only update since that time. And so with that, we wait comment. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. At this time, I'll open it to the general public if there's any questions or comments on agenda item number two. Please unmute and or raise your hand in Zoom. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and proceed to DFT comments. Water Authority, Mr. Huell.
This is Andre Huell with the Water Authority. The only comment we had on this was to add an additional note. And I provided those comments. I don't know if you see it or if you want me to read it out. Basically, the comment is existing public water and or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing existing public infrastructure may be required as a condition of future development approval. And we just would like to see that note added on there for this commercial development.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Huell, could you make that a condition and put that in the chat since this is especially final plat?
So this is Ryan with Cartesian. I just wanted to note that we did update the plat, and what was shown on that sheet one is showing that requested note. So that is present here. Thank you.
But I don't see it.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Mulhern, if you could...
So that's note six there, what's currently shown. So we added that upon receipt of the comments.
And yeah,
so
Jay, if you could, this is, yeah, Jay, if you could zoom up the plat.
Robert's doing the...
Oh, Robert. One more time. There we go. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Huell, are you able to read that?
Yes, and with that note in place, we don't have any other objections or comments on this preliminary final plat.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, that's great. We'll move on to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer?
Yes, Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections to the proposed replat.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Go to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections to the requested actions. Just to note that the future development of the site, if it meets the applicability in the IDO 14-16-56B, then street frontage trees will be required on the landscaping plan when the site plan comes in.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and this can be found in 14-16-56D for the IDO. And that's it.
Mary Nasser Bohannon, thank you for those informational comments. We'll move on to hydrology.
Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan. Hydrology will need a 10-foot private easement, a drainage easement on the proposed storm drain along the east property line, with a note specifying the beneficiary and the maintenance agreement. That's all from hydrology.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ryan, is that something that's on the plat, or you need to add that to the plat?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. I believe this is a new comment. You know, we didn't receive hydrology comments last night. And so I think that's something we would need to add. There is a public utility easement 6 there. But I guess just to clarify with Mr. Chen, is that for the entire F1 and F2 or just to the limits of F2?
It's for the entire tract, for the entire property line, yeah, along the east side, yeah.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Tiquan, could you make a condition and put that in the chat?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Any other questions, Tiquan, on hydrology?
No, that's all from hydrology.
Okay, Hearing Officer Bohannon, we'll move on to transportation. Ernest
Army Health Transportation. Transportation has an approved TIS dated October 23rd, 2022. We have no objection. For future development, please note that an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan approval. The plans you have included do not show any internal sidewalks along the private roads. A minimum 5-foot sidewalk will be required along these roads to provide pedestrian access to individual buildings within the development.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Ernest. We'll go to planning. Who's going to take this case?
This is Jolene Wolfley with planning. And I think there are just a few small items that need to be added to the plat, the project and application numbers. We need the ages. Approval of the DXF file, and then we'll need the date of the DHO approval added to the plat. I did want to point out that you showed us that one of these tracks could be occupied by calipers, and so some notes in the future development section talk about spacing from the R1 residential to the east, I believe it is. And so any building that contains painting or vehicle repair is prohibited within 25 feet in any direction of any residential zone district. Okay, so if even if the use isn't residential, if the zoning is, that spacing is required, then, and that's from the use specific standards for light vehicle repair. There's also an edge buffer standard, which kind of coincides with some of that same space, but in this case, there's a 15-foot landscape buffer, at least a 15-foot landscape buffer when you are non-residential abutting an R1 zone district. So just make sure that information is passed on to calipers and how they lay out their site.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. What we have is some standard conditions as far as project and application number on the plat, ages, and DHO approval date. Was there anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Mulholland, is there any questions of planning?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll adjust the plat we need to have that hydrology note, and otherwise we have the DXF approval, but I think we'll need to get that refreshed with that new easement coming in. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and approve PR-2021-005864, SD-2023-00219, preliminary and final plat with the following conditions. So I get to them. With condition number one, hydrology needs a 10-foot private drainage easement along the proposed storm sewer line along the east property line, with the note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement. Condition number two, that the project and application numbers be added to the plat. Condition number three, that the DXF approval from AGIS be obtained and submitted to planning. And number four, that the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Mr. Mulhern, do you have any questions?
No, not at this time. We'll be sure to coordinate with hydrology and planning about the changes with this easement. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good luck.